What's up, people? Welcome back. Now, this episode is about five reasons to listen to podcasts. Now, you may be asking yourself, why would I listen to podcasts? Now, there are several reasons why you should start listening to podcasts, especially if you live in Lynchburg, Virginia. First of all, there are tons of free podcasts available on the internet. And many of these come with an advertisement at the beginning or end. Now, it's great to listen to radio and ads, but sometimes you might want to multitask or go about your day without being bombarded with advertisements that interrupt your music and mess up your listening. So this sounds like something you'd like to try out. Here are just a few reasons why you should start listening to podcasts today. Stay tuned. FCFVA Talk Radio is coming up next. Now, if you're like most people, working from home sounds appealing. After all, why waste time and money commuting when you could be kicking back and relaxing? And we can't forget about those flexible hours to let us spend more time with family and friends. Now, if you're seeking a career as a virtual assistant but aren't sure if it's right for you, consider these three weird reasons why working from home as a virtual assistant is an ideal situation. Now, it fits your schedule working remotely, and that means having control over your own schedule. You get to set your own hours within reason based on your skill set and work preferences. You won't have coworkers or managers calling on weekends or late at night because they don't have anything better to do either. Now, you also enjoy less strain on family life. Now, if you're currently employed in a traditional 9-to-5, chances are that one of two things will happen. Either someone else will need to take care of your kids while you're gone, or your kids will stay home alone while you take time off. As a telecommuter, however, there's no need to leave anyone behind when you head out on business trips. There's certainly no reason to pull them out of school just so they can tag along with mom or dad. The third reason, you can save money on business and travel expenses. Everyone knows the cost of gas isn't what it used to be, at least not compared to what drivers were paying years ago. So if you want to get started, check out smvirtualsolutions.com today and see why millions are choosing to work from home. All right, people, and we're back. Welcome to FCFVA Talk Radio. I'm your host. Now, this episode is about the five reasons to listen to podcasts. So what are podcasts? A podcast is an episodic series of digital audio or video files in which a user can set up so that the new episodes are automatically received. Now, folks, the word podcast, it's a mashup of iPod and broadcast and modern tech has made podcasts instantly available on demand. Now, they share some characteristics with like satellite radio, webcasts, but unlike webcasts, podcasts are like pre-recorded. So, similar to satellite radio programs, podcasts, they're released at their scheduled times. Now, folks, in order to get started with podcasts, you just need a way to listen or watch. Now, while most smartphones and computers, they're still popular podcast listening tools, they're not your only options. Most podcast listening apps have been developed specifically for portable devices such as Apple's iPod, iPhone and iPad, and also Android-based phones and tablets. Now, other podcast listening solutions are like portable players, wireless audio systems. You can even play them on your TV. So with all these great ways to tune in, it's kind of hard to just pick one to listen to your podcast on. If you're wondering who should use podcasts, they're a perfect way for businesses and organizations to reach out and connect with customers and fans in very unique ways. Lynchburg has a very big time booming podcast community. Now, FCFVA Talk Radio always looks for unique ways to connect with customers and fans, listeners. But look no further than podcasts. Now, if your company or organization wants to get involved with Lynchburg's growing podcasting scene, don't hesitate. y'all get in touch with us at fcfpa.com. Find out more ways you can start podcasts and find some good ones to listen to. Or check out our list of the top podcasts in Lynchburg. Just do a search on Google, fcfpa.com, top podcasts, and get our picks for the top podcasts in Lynchburg. So, folks, it's about the time. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Lynchburg Podcasts, they can be found in a variety of places, from Apple Podcasts to Google Play Music, but many podcasts are only available in specific locations, not online at all, believe it or not. Now, in Lynchburg, it can be tough for podcasts to catch on because they aren't easy for listeners to find. Our podcast is available everywhere and has broad appeal. We network our own local content with broadcasts about writing and publishing news that helps writers advance their craft. FCFVA.com brings a new flavor to media in Lynchburg. From a hip-hop perspective, we bring you news with strong local ties. We also give local personalities and businesses an opportunity to shine with podcasts of their own. All podcasts are hosted by professional broadcasters whose voices you'll recognize from across Lynchburg's airwaves, and all our podcasts stream online for free. See, we want listeners to be able to easily find our podcast content no matter where they are. So we work hard to ensure that we put it out there for everyone and everybody who wants it. So check out FCFVA.com today to see what we're all about. Stay tuned.
Okay, what do you thinking it is? What do you think I'm asking?
How many people I killed?
All right, people, and we're back. Hope you got what you needed from the sponsor. Now, the question is going around. A lot of people want to know, how do they listen to podcasts? Like, find the app, find a podcast. What's the best way to listen? So you got the app. That's the first thing. Might seem a little tough if you've never listened to a podcast before. Like, you might be stuck on deciding which is the best app and everything. But the good news is there are tons of great options out there, each with their own features and benefits. Now, some of our favorites are Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Podbean, Spotify, Anchor FM, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and TuneIn. So once you have an app downloaded on your phone or device, then you just have to find something that sounds interesting and subscribe. You want to know if you can listen while you're driving? Quick answer is yes. Now, most podcasts, they're designed for you to sit back and relax while you're driving and while you're listening. So what if you want to keep your eyes on the road and still be able to listen? In other words, should you listen while driving? Well, obviously, there are some safety concerns. You don't want a podcast playing in your ears when you should be concentrating on traffic. But however, podcasts can easily help drivers pass time while they're stuck in traffic, or even help make a boring commute more enjoyable. So if you decide that listening to podcasts is worth it for your drive, I recommend downloading a program like Pocket Cast or any of the others mentioned. So, we haven't gone through all the options, but there are a lot of ways to listen to podcasts, and Google is a big help too. Do a Google search on favorite podcast or topic. Like, do a search for FCFEA, Lynchburg, Virginia, and you'll see FCFEA Talk Radio Podcast. And when can you listen? The first thing you have to figure out before deciding whether listening to podcasts is right for you is how much free time you have during your commute. Now, if you only spend about 10 minutes driving each way, there are many shows that can easily be finished in a time frame. However, if your commute is much longer, you might want to stick with a show that's around an hour long or more, depending on how often and when you listen. If you want a variety of options available at all times, then setting up a podcast queue, that'll give you access to plenty of programs without having to worry about searching every day for new ones. So on average, I listen about 3 times a week on my drive from work. so that adds up very quickly. Y'all, it's about the time again. Stay tuned. Quick ad, and we're getting right back to it. FCFEA Talk Radio. Be right back. Want to be a guest on FCFBA Talk Radio? Check it out. If you're an entrepreneur, CEO, or business owner who wants to be interviewed on FCFBA Talk Radio, please contact us using any of our contact information. You can be reached by email as well. That's FCFBAOfficial@gmail.com. FCFBAOfficial@gmail.com. Do you have a great story to tell? Holla at us. Now, once you've submitted your guest request, the FCFEA member will contact you. It's very important that you answer all of our emails in a timely manner, as it helps us plan our show in advance. Also remember that FCFEA only accepts guests who are doing something positive for their community, their industry. So if you want to be a guest, have a story to tell, check out FCFBAOfficial@gmail.com and submit your request today. All right, folks, let's get it. Let's get back to it. So what kind of shows are there as far as podcasts? Now, if you're new to podcasts, you might think of them as like monologues on a specific topic. And they can be that, but that's not all. Sure, you'll find lots of talk radio and interview shows, just like on radio stations. But podcasts, they also include like radio drama, comedy shows, even opera and poetry readings. There's one thing that all podcasts have in common. They're free. No need for an expensive satellite or cable subscription. Just some software and a pair of headphones. Now, like I said, it's a few different types of podcasts. Some of my favorite are music podcasts. I know music is like an emotional experience. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, angry, or nostalgic, music can bring out these emotions quickly and intensely. Music also enhances our daily lives. So studies have shown that people who listen to their favorite songs can actually improve their mood while doing different chores like washing dishes or taking out the trash. So as one of FCFEA Talk Radio's top contributors, FCFEA Beats brings new music every week to listeners with recommendations on how it affects your mood and what you might want to listen to next. So if you haven't checked out this podcast yet, make sure you tune in next time so you can get in on all of our great conversations. So we have Society and Culture Podcast. These are dozens of high quality podcasts that cover everything from true crime to movies. And this genre has exploded in recent years. So it's no secret that people love TV, but most of us don't have time to sit down for an hour with the show. Instead, Society and Culture Podcast lets you hear about what's going on in your town or across the globe without having to dedicate too much time. It's also a great way to learn about what's happening outside your bubble, and it can help you fall in love with podcasting as well. You can also subscribe to these on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Google Play Music, Radio, Pocket Cast, CastBox, or any other podcast listening app that you use. My favorite is Society and Culture Insights with Miss Unique. You can find that on all the mentioned apps. A great podcast, 5-star rating. Last but not least, you can get into ancient history and the supernatural. Human beings, we've been listening to each other talk for about 200,000 years. From cave paintings in France, they illustrate a conversation between a group of men and a bison that they're going to hunt down. Y'all have all seen that picture of the painting in the cave, so that's old news. But ever since then, we've been addicted to communicating in all sorts of ways, through music, art, dance, sculpture, to nowadays social media. One thing has remained constant over time. We just can't get enough information. So today, there are more ways than ever to find out what our favorite artists are, up to, athletes, and as well as those politicians. These days you can just pop on your headphones or head online any hour of the day or night if you're interested in learning something new. So thanks to our podcast and technology and our fascination with audio content, listening is now easier than ever before. So y'all, I'm going to give you a big shout out. Thanks for tuning in this episode. Hopefully we can find you a good podcast to listen to. Make sure, if you haven't yet, subscribe to FCFVA Talk Radio. And again, if you want to be a guest, hit up FCFVAofficial@gmail.com. Thank y'all. Be safe out there. All right, Lynchburg, Virginia. Needs your input. Yo, when you're done listening, be sure to comment on Podbean and let your voice be heard. Feel free to engage with others. We're a community of like-minded people who want what's best for Lynchburg. We love engaging with our audience because it helps us see exactly how we can serve you. If you can think of any topics that we should cover, or if there are any comments that we missed, don't hesitate to leave them below. We really do appreciate it. Thanks again, and stay tuned to FCFVA Talk Radio, next week's episode.